This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sitting in for Vinny this morning, the one and only Marcus Osborne. Accept no imitations.
I say so.
Yeah, you're a pretty fun dude to hang out with.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
People are loving the backstory.
Oh, really?
408 says, Marcus's backstory is the best. Thank you for starting my Monday with such a great laugh.
I swear to God, I can just picture him flying backwards, like, with a giant box in front of him.
It says, I'll wait for a commercial break next time before applying my mascara. Oh.
God, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Bala, bala.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
Skeet, skeet, skeet. That seems wrong. You should have put that in. It would have been a bigger hit.
It sure would have.
Skeet, 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 skeet. Skeet, skeet, skeet. Anyway, hey, everyone. It's Monday. What could be better? I'm just thrilled to be here. I am. Listen, I mean, I know I'm making light of it, but, you know, I do love this job.
I know.
And you people are pretty...
Oh!
Thank you for dumping that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you guys are very important to me.
She's
what I'd
passionate.
Like to say is, holy,
she loves
holy
us
crap,
a lot.
I do love you guys.
Wow.
So ducky and cool.
In a way, I don't know how I don't know how that doesn't happen more.
Honestly.
No kidding.
Yeah. Honestly.
You know, I had Brian move the dump button closer to me.
Yeah.
Because it was up there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, I need it like right here.
Yeah.
So he did that.
Sarah's on the verge at all times.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well,
and
we
for the
love
people.
You. We're as passionate about you as well.
Are you effing passionate about
Apple,
me?
Oh, even more so. Twice.
Well, to our internet listeners, congratulations on hearing The Secret Show live. Isn't it funny how, like, when you're around your grandma, you can somehow not swear.
Yeah.
When you're on the radio most of the time, you can somehow not swear. And yet, like, I don't even, it doesn't even cross my mind that that's not a word I can say. Like, and yet somehow my brain filters it.
It means you're very comfortable with the people around you.
Yep.
What happened to the filter?
I don't know. Well, listen, I'm getting old too. Like, I really, there are a lot of signs.
Yeah, buddy.
You know?
Yeah. It's not pretty.
I mean, I didn't throw my back out at 22 lifting up a box or anything, but, you know, the physical breakdown.
An empty box at that.
Empty as hell, too. It was a box of oxygen.
I had another tough thing. I didn't know if I was going to say anything about this, but I think I should just get it out there.
This is sad, everyone. Prepare yourselves. Oh, no. Don't put on your mascara.
I'm not going to. It's not. I had two cats a couple years ago, and then we lost one of our cats, and our other cat has passed away.
Mm. What happened? What was this cat's name again?
Newton. Fat
Newton.
Kitty.
Yeah.
He was absolutely great cat, and as much crap as I give my animals on the air, I loved that cat, and I loved both of them. You know, you have animals and you love them, they're part of your family. It totally effing blows. And as much as I am sad that he's gone, I'm way sadder to my poor kids. They loved that cat, continue to love
that
cat.
What happened to
it? It was a very scared cat. It was a good cat. It would always hang in the yard. I don't know why I've never seen that cat leave our backyard. Never.
Oh, wow.
Not once, not ever. And he was out behind and something got him. And he was in the creek.
Oh, damn.
I know. It was awful. So.
What's back there? Coyotes?
I mean, I see coyotes just in the road when I leave my house in the morning sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, raccoons we have a ton of raccoons. There's a lot of wildlife.
I'm not a fan of the raccoon. Not a fan.
No,
I mean,
they're cute.
Are they though?
They're cute, like in movies and stuff, or if you see them on TV. But
they're little pieces of crap.
They are. Yeah. They're just little varmints.
They are
not afraid of you.
No,
mm-mm.
That's scary.
Oh no, they're like this.
Yeah,
the whole with their middle fingers up at you.
And they get up on their two hind legs and they'll come at you.
Surround you too.
They will.
They will.
I've been
it's scary.
Before.
Yep.
I'm sorry, you getting between me and my garbage?
They're so smart.
First of all, that's my garbage. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I'm way bigger than you.
Yeah.
And they don't care.
Yeah, they don't.
They'll look at you like you're crazy if you
If you
ask
kick
them,
they just grab you with their teeth and cling on.
And then you got rabies and...
Yeah, obviously.
And then your months of shots and...
Right. And your stomach.
Your stomach, exactly.
I mean, all the bad things happen.
So did you... How did you know? Did you find...
The cat didn't come home on Saturday morning. Yeah. Or, you know, usually when I get up in the morning... He's just at the back door.
Sure.
He just is ready to come in. He spent the whole night on, and then he sleeps all day on the couch. And he wasn't there. And I was like, oh, that's odd. And then later in the day, still not there. And then by noon, we were like, uh-oh. So we started patrolling the neighborhood and look, you know, searching the whole yard and what the hell could have happened to this cat. And we didn't find him. But a neighbor said that they'd seen a cat in the creek.
Oh, man.
And a dead cat. Mm. And my son walked over with the photo, and she was like, it could be. And I just think, you know, our cat goes missing. There's a dead cat. Like, it's had to be him. So I don't know why he left the yard, and I don't know what happened to him, and it's effing tragic. And so there you go.
I'm
Send
so
your
sorry.
Hate mail about what a terrible person I am. I've been
why?
Feeling... No. I just feel terrible about
why?
It.
Why?
I just feel like, you know, because they're your responsibility, your animals. And
yeah, but you also did the right thing by letting the cat go outside and do what cats need to do.
Right. He had claws. He wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Declawed.
It happens.
He was just an outdoor cat, and he was a good cat. He was a friendly, sweet boy. Newton, you know.
When did this happen?
I guess sometime between Friday and Saturday.
Oh. And you guys just didn't run out and get another cat right away?
Oh, we're not getting another cat. Mm. Yeah, I'm done with cats.
They had that whole clear the shelter thing this past weekend.
I know. I'd like to get another cat, but honestly, it's just, well, A, it's too soon for sure, but it would be nice to have. Our old cat was a ratter. Like, the first one that passed away, like, there were no pests in our yard at all.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could be guaranteed a cat that was going to do that for me, then I'd do it. But, you know, I'd probably get another Newton where he's like a dog. He slobbers even. You'd pet him and, like, drool would come out of his mouth. He was so happy. Like,
feeling good.
Anyway, I wanted to get it out there, write about
so
what a
sorry.
Terrible person I am. I'm sure that's
no
coming.
One's gonna
so.
Say that.
Yeah, they are.
Nah.
People, the haters.
Well, there's a lot
I won't
of those.
Let you see those.
Thank you. If you could redact those.
Yes.
It's nice that I just go through my life oblivious. You do a really good job of keeping the haters off of me.
Welcome.
I really appreciate it. Death. It happens. Speaking of that, it comes to comes for all of us.
Did you do Carlson?
No, I did not. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 40 years, and the Subaru A Lot to Love event. It's on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. We are looking for fall interns. How are we doing with that, Yuzette?
I received an application over the weekend.
So that person's hired. Great.
Not necessarily.
Right, I know. We do need some fall interns, and I guess this week people are getting to town and getting ready to, you know, do their fall semester. We lost our interns pretty early, so we've been looking for a bit. But if you can get college credit and you're over 18, we do pay. Send an email, a resume, and a cover letter to uzette@radioalice.com, uzette.com. You know, this show, it has a rhythm to it. It's really funny. Like, on the days last week when Bryn wasn't here, it was really, it feels like we sort of stumble along, like pick up empty boxes and fly back around the room, you know?
There's always something going
but
on.
But when Bryn's here, it seems like it's all cohesive. So
repeat why Vinny's not here,
people. Vinny, his older daughter has the first day of school, and his younger daughter turns one today, so he's just, you know, listen. The guy, it's not even like he could leave here early and get home in time for her first day of school.
That's a big day.
It is a big day. I think I took my first day of kindergarten off for my kids, too.
It's a big day.
Well, you want to walk him in.
And birthday.
Sure.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Mm. He's family man now.
I get it, man. Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he seems to be adapting to it.
He does.
Anyone want to say anything about that commute?
I think we've said enough about that commute. Would you like to say something about it?
It's far.
It is far. Incredibly far. When we drove down for that wedding, I'm like, really, we're halfway there, huh? Well, I guess we could camp out here for the night and
You're coming a long way anyway.
Take up the journey. I know. I add an extra half hour to mine.
Yeah.
Listen, from here it's 67 miles. There's no arguing that that's a long-ass commute.
Not arguing. Just, you know.
It was maybe 80 miles from my house. Took all day. Oh, my God. We had to stop and repack our camels. We finally made it.
And yet, you had to be there for a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Oh, I know. Well, let's hope it's once. Yeah, I mean, right?
I'm assuming that it will
be. Let's have this one last.
I'm being positive.
Yeah. They got married on pretty much their 10-year anniversary.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It was nice. Congratulations to them. They do seem very happy. And they have such a, you know, they've got two little daughters. It's like so funny.
I know.
How'd that happen?
Payback.
I believe in that.
Hasn't even begun yet either. Like, he's going to have, you know, a few years of just these wonderful little girls, and suddenly they're going to be teenage girls.
Yeah.
Until he becomes a grandpa, then the whole world will change for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're a grandpa now, huh?
Yup.
How old's the baby?
8 months. Aww. Little Roman Osborne.
What's his name? Roman?
Roman Osborne.
Oh, Roman. That's a great name.
Yeah. Roman Osborne.
Roman.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, your beard's going gray just in time.
Yeah, it's been
Gramps.
It's been going that way for a while, buddy.
What does he call? Well, nobody calls you anything. Yeah, what are you gonna, what are you thinking? Are you
I don't know. Whatever works for him. I'm not really sweating it.
What were your grandparents called?
Grandpa and Ma. I called my grandmother Ma.
Ma.
Yeah.
And did you have another set?
Or just... Yeah. I called my grandfather on my father's side. We called him Pops and Nana.
Pops and Nana.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute. Mm-hmm. No, maybe it'll be Pops. That's cute.
All of it works.
Pops Osborne.
All of it works. Mm-hmm. I'm down. As long as he doesn't call me Marcus.
Yeah, that's
then we'll have
that's
to fight.
Not very respectful. You know, you got to call your grandpa by some kind of.
But it happens a lot in the. It's so weird to me when I hear kids calling their parents by their first names or cussing their parents out. Like, wow.
Wow. What is this world coming to?
Times have changed.
You young rascals.
Times have changed.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's because we got old. It turns out that, you know, we weren't going to be young forever. And
no.
Time doesn't stay
And the
still.
Old people were right. The young people do suck.
Sure do, boy.
Speaking of old people, Peter Fonda.
Yeah.
Easy Rider star. He died Friday of respiratory failure due to lung cancer. He was 79, though, so, you know... Yeah, I feel we were talking about this morning. How usually, like, look, if you make it to 70, you know, anything you get after that is great. I mean, obviously, we all want to live to be 150. I mean, or I guess we do.
I do.
Well, I want to if I can wipe my own butt and
even
have my mental fact. Will you stop it?
Even if I don't,
you don't want someone wiping your ass for you.
You want Roman wiping your butt?
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, I actually do.
You don't put your people through that.
I actually do.
Will you stop it?
I don't care. I'm going to be completely
I'm going to get a hose down room. I feel like that'll be the easiest way. Like
a little rubber room.
Yeah, just like put in a room, be like, don't wipe me, just bring me in the hose down room.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know?
Just put me in my wheelchair. And put
I'll
me in
spread
the
my own cheeks. And, oh, right. I
I'll
forgot
look
about
at
the wheelchair.
Corner all day.
Just spray the hose on me.
Yeah. Put me in a mesh chair so you can shoot the water up through there.
Exactly.
Just, like, let's get that area cleaned out.
Just keep my diaper changed. I'm good.
Oh, my God.
Let me drink my steaks. I'm all good.
Your steak.
Oh, that was delicious. I can tell that was a tender one.
Was that well done?
Oh, Kobe? Yeah, is that Kobe beef?
Oh, that is delicious. Mm. Anyway, Peter Fonda, 79 years old. He died on Friday. He was the son of Henry Fonda, who was the guy he won an Oscar for, like, on Golden Pond,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
One
the
of
whole
the great
family
actors
is
of all time, Henry Fonda.
Played
Lincoln in one of his films.
Oh, did he?
Yaman.
Oh.
I interviewed Peter Fonda.
Did you?
Yeah, for a film called 310 to Yuma.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. You loved that movie, didn't you?
I did,
you?
Yeah. It was a Russell Crowe film. But and he was really nice. He was a really kind guy. I remember asking him, how much do you love On Golden Pond? And he looked at me and he goes, not my dad's favorite. Okay.
Oh. That's interesting that it wasn't his pop's favorite.
I'm
yeah, even
surprised,
though he got the
too,
biggest
right?
Award.
I know, right?
Wow.
Probably because he was forced to work with his kid, Jane.
Oh, well, did they not get along?
They had a fairly rocky relationship up until, you know, they died.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
You want to think that your family
a strained relationship, I right. guess.
Mm. This, you know, it's funny because even when you're, like, mad at your parents, you do. There's a part of you that loves them.
Of course. I yeah, there's...
You just wish that they could be,
was
you know...
Was it just her political stance?
No, I think that they had some other stuff that had nothing to do with politics. Mm-hmm. Just, I mean, from what I read,
she was
from
a bitch,
what I heard,
or is, I don't know.
Actually, read and heard that Henry Fonda was, as a dad, he was just really not the most loving, affectionate guy on the planet.
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, that could. It's, who knows? I mean, the dynamics of families are so they're the stuff of life. That's who you are is a product of that always.
And also, I mean, you're talking about a guy born right before the Great Depression, so. Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't like Mr. Lovey-Dovey. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of those folks really were.
No, they went through some hard times. Yeah. I remember my grandma just like eating the cartilage off chicken bones and being so mad if we rejected any food.
Cartilage off the chicken bone is great.
The whole thing. Yeah. Like, I'll eat anything that isn't the actual bone. And even the bones, I'm going to suck the marrow out of them because that is who I am. Nothing is going to waste. I'm going to grind up the bone meal and put it in the garden.
Oh, wow.
Like, we're going to... Every part is getting eaten. And look at this new hat I made with these feathers. And my chicken meat necklace. That's right. they were not, you know, they had seen it. They'd seen people starving around them, and things were tough.
Yep.
And my grandmother had like, I think she had like 7 brothers, and they were.
Well, that's also that era too, right?
Yes.
Everybody had a bunch of children.
Wasn't that weird? I mean, you're struggling so hard, and then you have all these children.
Well,
what are they going to do?
Was it like birth control?
They didn't have Netflix, dude. So yeah. I mean, you had no Netflix, no Hulu. Got a bone.
Right. You got nothing else to do. Pull your pants down. Let's see what's going on down there.
Drop them, Henry.
And they were screaming bone, right?
Ethel.
Anyway, Peter Fonda died. I'm never going to get that. I mean, we just have so much fun.
He was nominated for Best Actor for The Grapes of Wrath in 1941. Did you guys see that?
I didn't see that.
Who, Henry Fonda?
Yeah.
That was good.
Let's see. He also received an Oscar nomination for co-writing Easy Rider, not for the acting, but for the co-writing. Mm-hmm, he produced it for about $384,000.
Wow.
Directed by Dennis Hopper, the co-star. And they say it was a, you know, huge counterculture sensation.
Wow. That's what Hopper's did, and now Fonda's passed. Mm-hmm. Jack Nicholson's the only one left, right?
He's just having too much fun to die, I think. Yeah. You know?
What is he, 83, something like that?
People are saying Jack's got some Alzheimer's going on
right
now.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
God,
he's not
damn
out in the public like
everyone.
He used to be.
Yeah, he's never at Laker games anymore. That tells you something.
82.
82, yeah. I think he's like in his 80s.
On the whole, death comes in three things. We also lost ex-NFL running back Cedric Benson.
I remember
this
that guy.
Is effing horrible. Yeah. And listen up, people who ride motorcycles.
Was
this
he lane splitting?
I don't know what he was doing, but he had a passenger who also died.
Oh,
that person has not been identified yet.
I didn't realize there was a passenger.
So on Instagram, this is what he put up shortly before he died. Mm. It's a picture of his motorcycle that says, "My Saturday evening," with a heart on it. Ugh, so gross. Mm. He was the fourth, I think he was the fourth overall draft
pick. He was. I want to say 2006.
05,
yeah.
Fourth overall pick in the NFL draft.
It was a big deal coming out of college.
He was killed in a motorcycle crash in Austin, Texas on Saturday night, 36 years old.
Yeah, man.
The passenger has not yet been identified, was also killed. Two other adults were injured. I guess they hit a minivan. The minivan, they say, was not at fault. And no one was killed in that, but they stayed on scene, obviously tried to assist. He's had some off-the-field problems after his career. He's had some drunk driving incidents. But he played for, let's see, started with the Bears, played for the Bengals and the Packers before he retired in 2012.
Yeah. He was
rest
one of those,
in peace.
One of those guys who was drafted really high. The expectations were high. I remember his first year with the Chicago Bears. Everybody was down on the guy because he did not deliver. He probably had like one or two really good games. After that, he was out of there, man.
Well, he did make $35 million.
Doesn't suck.
From that first contract, so I'm sure he was like, "Well, F you, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm doing what I can." And then one other thing, just really quickly, I guess this guy used to be on Dr. Demento. He's elder, 75 years old. When we looked him up, his name is Kip Adada.
Yeah.
Oh, I figured you would know, right? You're in the comedy world. So he used to be on Carson all the time and did all the shows, but he was a little older than we were. Yeah. The name sounded super familiar to me, but I guess he had a song on Dr. Demento or had a few over the years. And we pulled a little bit of that to take us out, to play us out. I think I've heard this.
Yeah.
No, you have?
Yeah, like on Dr. Demento or something.
I used to listen to that show all the time.
Yeah, oh my God.
Do you know the song
Sunday
for
nights.
It?
I knew the song pretty well. It was like Sunday nights it would come on out here in the
Bay Area.
Yeah,
it was like on KFAR.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was like just a syndicated, there was like a Flower Power Hour too, yep. That or something that...
It was like a top 10
right.
comedic songs or whatever with Dr.
Demento. Of the week, yeah, right. And that's where you'd always hear like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do like Halibut.
A lot of Weird Al stuff was on
Oh
this
my
show.
God, tons of it. Yeah. That's where Weird Al got his start. Mm-hmm. Dr. Demento. So good. All right. So do you know what's coming up, Marcus? What do you
I
got planned?
I do. Arizona, there's some cuddling sessions that have gone wrong.
Uh-oh.
Five
cuddling.
Random facts for Monday, and people need to change their draws.
Come on.
That is, he's not wrong.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm a sucker for you. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oh, my God. Happy Monday. So Vinny's out today. Marcus Osborne is sitting in. We're going to get to the news in just a second here. I have an email from just, I guess maybe it's a text. It's printed as an email, but it's like a phone number.
Oh, yeah. They send it. And I think it's the same. Read it and I'll tell you if I
Mr.
love
phone
it.
Number. Oh, my God. You guys are hilarious today. Got me cracking up so hard. Ha ha. Love you guys. XOXO.
NorCal Cutie Pie.
Oh, NorCal Cutie Pie. Well, thank you
great
so
name.
Much. Hey, I wanted to remind everybody today is Monday, and that means there's a brand new episode of the Johnny Mosley podcast that's going up. What time do you put that up, Bernie?
It's different every week.
Oh, is it whenever you're done with
depending
it, I guess?
How much sleep I got.
Oh. Well, I know you didn't get much last night, so later today.
Heyo.
What happened to Bryn last night?
The Monday happened. Oh. Yeah, you know, Sunday night.
You screwed
happened.
Up your schedule
it was just,
over the weekend.
Just woke up at 2 a.m. and sat there, stared at my ceiling.
Just think about
you, whom in the whole time. You
yeah, we
back.
All think about you and your
thinking
back.
About,
whenever
you know, what date you're going to come back three times a week.
Wow.
Well, September 1st, he's coming back 3 days a week, and then we'll negotiate after that. He's got to get his ass back here. It's ridiculous. Got to get his back here. Yeah. Oh, my God. Stop yelling at me. All right. Let's do this.
And the news is brought to you by Rebel, soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverages.
They dropped off a whole bunch of them last week.
I gave them one. Did you like that one?
Can you see that up there? This was the chocolate, what is this? Immunity elixir.
Oh, immunity elixir.
And it was really, really, really good.
R-E-B-B-L. I know. I love a drink really, that you're really like, good. Oh, that it tastes good, and I feel like it's kind of good for me.
I'm having the yerba mate mint latte.
Oh.
Energizing elixir.
I got to go
really
good.
They're quite tasty.
Yes. They are tasty.
Much better than most of the quote-unquote health drinks that I am forced to choke down.
Who by your wife? You? What is she forcing you?
You know,
you need more energy.
It's a weird thing living
you're
here
a slug.
In the Bay Area where everybody is...
Oh, so annoyingly
yeah,
in
shape. Faux health conscious.
Yeah, slug life forever, baby.
Yeah. What's also funny to me is the people who are always the ones who are like, this is how you should eat are always the ones who are sick. Meanwhile, I'll go and have 19 cheeseburgers and feel fine.
Mm. Human.
Yes.
You
how
should eat
you?
Plant-based organic chin strap juice or something. And then,
chin strap juice. That sounds delicious.
And I'm like, no wonder you're sick all the time. Anyway, news, everybody.
Oh, look at you with your little readers on.
Yeah.
You're a friggin' grandpa.
This is my concession to age. Mm. This is it right here.
Well,
you're glassy.
Yeah.
Gotta be done.
Yeah. Let me get these bad boys off. All right, starting today, paper tickets will no longer be available for purchase at the Embarcadero Station in San Francisco on BART.
Mm. What? No more paper tickets?
No more paper tickets.
You got to have your phone.
Got to have a Clipper card, baby.
Oh, Clipper cards only.
Yep, the elimination of paper ticket sales from the Embarcadero Station is part of a four-station pilot program BART launched this summer to encourage riders to use Clipper cards. Next, the agency will phase out paper tickets that sell at Powell Street Station. That'll be September 3rd, and then the downtown Berkeley Station on September 24th. Also, I know that the Oakland 19th Street Station is also a part of this program.
Mm-hmm. I think they started first, did they? Like last week, or maybe the week before, yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I assume that tourists also use BART. Yeah. And they, you know, as they don't live here, they would want to just get a paper ticket.
Yeah.
Is it easy to get a Clipper card? Like, do you just go to some place?
You can go to like Walgreens or CVS or whatever. Most of these places, even the bar station themselves, they have.
They sell it.
Yeah. You can get the Clipper cards anywhere. And I actually like them a lot because as a Clipper card user, I can use them on any public transportation. Mm-hmm. Any public transportation.
My kid's got one. He lives in Berkeley and his, you know, so he's got the Clipper card and he was telling me all about it. And I was like, stop talking. That's so boring.
What I'm hoping for. What I would love to see with the Clipper card is that they somehow connect with Uber and Lyft and make that something that folks can use with their Clipper card. So you can just use your ride to beep, beep, scan
when
your
When you purchase
thing.
A Clipper card, do you put like, okay, I'm putting $50 down or is it like a year's worth?
Yeah, do you just preload it?
It's how it's how much money you want to put on it. You get buy the card for $5
reload
and then,
the thing whenever. And how do you do that online? Or
no, you can just go to the BART station or the Muni and then it'll say put your card in and then you put your credit card in and then you hold up the Clipper card and it just loads it on. You just tap it and it loads your card up with money.
Well, that's very convenient.
It is. I enjoy it thoroughly.
You know, in London they have Apple Pay for all the underground.
Makes sense, man.
It's great.
Yeah, it's really starting. You remember when we were kids and they told us, you know, there won't be any more cash. There won't, you know, just have a, you'll just go beep, beep, wherever you go. It'll know it's you.
They'll scan my eyes for all the money.
I'm actually happy not to use cash, to be completely honest with you. It just makes life easier not to have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about anybody mugging me.
It's nice that when you don't have cash on you, you're not hopeless.
Yeah.
You're not. You know, remember when you didn't have cash, you were like, I'm totally stranded.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Now everyone will take a credit card at the very least, and everybody's got a phone that can pay for whatever. What do you want? I'll just PayPal. I'll Venmo you. What do you got? Let's use Zelle. I give up. I'll use it. Fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, Arizona guys, there's some stuff going on with these cuddling sessions. Have you heard of these things?
Yeah, well, we have heard of cuddling because, of course, Hooman's into that.
Of course. I am.
Of course.
Have you been to these cuddling things?
No. Remember when they had opened that one up in Santa Rosa, we kind of got in touch with them and I was going to do it, but then it just became like a whole ordeal and it just never happened.
Oh, God. Yeah, cuddling should be more simple than that.
I concur. For those folks who don't know, professional cuddling, essentially paying someone to snuggle in a consensual, non-sexual manner, has been around for about 2 decades. Professional cuddling can be done one-on-one or in cuddle parties where people wear jammies and eat snacks, chat, and snuggle. It is legal and it is unregulated. So the question has become, where do you complain if a cuddling session goes too far?
Oh, well, like it went too far. How? Like it went sexual?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then, you know,
get that bounce chicka wow wow ready, Bryn. A Phoenix woman says it happened to her in May when she visited an $80 a session cuddle therapist. By the way, I'm down to be a cuddle therapist at $80 a session.
Well, listen, you got to go get your cuddle license. You know,
you
called them professional cuddlers a couple times. I don't know what it takes. Is it just like, you know,
testing going
listen,
on.
I've had this teddy bear since I was a little kid. And as you can see, it's still, you know, only some of the fur's been cuddled off. I've never broken any of the sand. I'm a gentle cuddler. Like, I don't know what your effing qualifications are to be a professional cuddler.
You can get that license on the internet, just like you get your
just like I can ordain someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they ordain you and you can be a minister.
Well, this woman, she wound up with her cuddler's nipple in her mouth for 5 minutes. She filed a complaint with the state board that regulates massage because the cuddler is also a massage therapist. It's illegal for massage therapists to engage in sexual activity with clients.
That's too bad.
Yeah, this woman's attorney argued before the Arizona State Board of Massage Therapy that cuddling is beyond the board's regulatory authority because the woman was a cuddle client. I'm sorry, this is the attorney for the cuddle company.
I see. So, so the guy stuck his own nipple in her mouth for 5 minutes?
Now, here's the thing. It doesn't say if this was a male or female person.
I pictured it was a woman.
Yeah.
The cuddler was a woman.
Yeah, it doesn't say. Now, the woman who is filed a suit, obviously, that's a lady. But they don't say who the doctor was. They don't say if the doctor was male
or
female.
Wasn't a doctor.
What do you call a professional cuddler?
The professional cuddler.
That sounds really dumb.
Well, because it is dumb. But don't call him a doctor. That's like...
It's Dr. Cuddles. That's what I would call myself.
Oh, boy.
By the way,
Dr. Hey, Dr. Dr. Cuddles is in.
Dr. Cuddles is here, ready to take those $80 sessions. I give you 25 minutes of cuddling.
For $80?
Yeah, you know, I'm generous.
And you, do you think that you could actually, like, if some lady came to you and was like, listen, I just want to be held, I want to be cuddled. Would you just, like, turn off all response and just be like, yes, come into my arms?
Sarah, I'm a professional.
Oh, right. I forgot your
There's no need to even ask me that question. Obviously, I've got it under control.
But your mind is going crazy. Come on.
Well, maybe. Depends on who it is. You know. Depends on who it is.
What if it's like a Rihanna?
What if she kind of like constantly... What if she's like late? You're kind of spooning her and she's kind of like constantly adjusting herself against you. Like, yeah. You
know. Or backing that ass in.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's the quintessential woman move when she back it up on you. And I would say, you know, Rihanna, this is not working for either of us. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're pushing
I'm not
too
being
far.
Professional here.
Yeah.
And you clearly want more from me than I am.
What if it's Taraji P. Henson?
Yep. Same thing. Taraji, I'm a pro. I'm a pro.
Yeah, Cookie.
Yeah. And I'm going to need you. If you want more than the professional cuddling I'm offering, we can discuss later.
And that's $200 an hour.
Yeah. Easily. No, $200 for 25 minutes.
Yeah. At my house.
Right. Actually, we may have to drop those minutes.
That's 8 minutes.
That's 8 minutes if I'm thinking about baseball.
Yeah.
What if it's Angela Bassett?
Yeah. I have to, you know, I'm being a professional, homie. Stop trying to get me in trouble.
Yeah.
Trying to get this cuddling business launched, and you're causing problems for me. Uh-huh. Ladies, you know what, fellas, too. And everyone
open?
In between.
Sure.
Let's make this.
You are an equal opportunity cuddler.
You know what? I'm all about the cuddling, and right. You know it's not sexual, so the cuddling is.
What
unisex.
If I requested that you wore like underpants that had like some kind of plastic plating in there, so there wouldn't be any. Like, I don't want to even feel. I
any
want
movement?
This to be. Yeah, I want this to be like fully. I don't even want to have to think about that. Like, you know, I just want to be held.
Maybe you put. Hey.
I've been feeling you getting excited, baby.
You put a pillow in between you.
Oh
guys.
Yeah! Oh my God, like a stuffed animal down the pants.
You know if
just to make sure to block any kind
in a pillow.
If Hallie felt like she needed to have a pillow between herself and me because you know she wouldn't be able to control her. Hormones.
It's not
and
that
being
she just can't control it
by the Halle thought
Berry.
Of being held by me,
Halle Berry.
You know, I understand it. I get it. So, I've looked at myself in the mirror,
and you turn yourself on.
And you know, I get it. That's all I'm saying. Mm. I get it.
Someone says one of my friends is a professional cuddler in SF, and he is uh-huh. amazing. Such good hugs.
Dude, you've hugged me, Sarah. Am I not a great hugger?
You're a good hugger.
Thank you.
You know what I like about you? I get an all-encompassing hug without a crush to your chest.
Exactly.
I don't enjoy that. And it's also not a full contact. Like, Hooman will give you a hug and you're like, well, that it's almost inappropriate.
Is it?
A little bit. You're like a full body hugger. And but it's, Marcus just he stands erect. He stands up straight.
Erect is the proper word.
No, I mean he's not leaning his hips in, but he's also not like backing his butt away.
That's
like
right.
That feels awkward too.
That's
like
right.
You are. You're a solid hugger.
I'm not.
I am not
you do that,
going
Marcus?
To pay anyone $80. I don't want to be touched in general. So
let me just
I'm
say
not
for the
paying
record,
anyone to cuddle me.
You say that now, but you've never been cuddled by moi.
Well, and I probably never will be. Sadly. Unless it's
$80.
Really cold outside and
$80.
We're like, it's for the body heat.
Would you give yourself a doctor of cuddling, Marcus? Mm.
Dude.
He's already, he feels like he already
when
is.
When do we take the break? I'm coming back with my license. Are you kidding me? What a great gig.
I'm sure Tova will be thrilled.
Yeah, she's going to have to start charging
She's
her
like,
too.
Oh, $80 for 25 minutes? All right.
Yeah, no, babe. Mm-mm. It's not bedtime yet, so this is all going to cost. all right, let me finish this story off. Carrie told this, the board was told that if they took jurisdiction of the matter, you are actually going to be now the massage therapy board and the cuddle therapy board.
The cuddle therapy board.
Because there isn't one. It's unregulated. Yeah. The board found no violation of massage practice, but ordered the woman to separate her cuddling business from her massage business, including maintaining separate websites to avoid confusion.
Oh, it was
confusion.
A woman. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't a lady nipple.
Yeah.
All right, kids. It was weird when it was a guy nipple.
I know.
Strange.
They're both creepy.
Or is it? I find my nipples to be really normal. All right. let's do this.
All right.
Let's talk potatoes, kids.
Oh, listen up, Hooman. It's potato time.
I can't wait. It's not.
Here it is. A new survey has found that only 2% of Americans do not like potatoes.
Oh. Right.
And there is a list of the favorite ways that potatoes are prepared. What's your favorite way?
Well, I mean, French fries has to be number one, but my favorite is a baked potato. Not even a loaded one. I want a baked potato. I like to cut little cross hatches in it and just slather it in butter and salt.
Mm.
And that's all I want on it. I don't want any sour cream or your damn chives. Get those out of there. It doesn't need bacon. No. It doesn't need cheese.
I need all the stuff.
I'll have
need,
that.
I
I'll do that.
All the stuff,
I'm with
but
you.
I like
my sister-in-law makes the twice-baked potato where she scoops out all the stuff from the middle and then mixes it up with cheese and broccoli and all this other crap and puts it. And it's, you know what? It is delicious. I don't need that. I just need really a lot of butter.
I'm going to give you...
all the butter.
Give you the top 10 ways people in America like to have their taters prepared. Number 10.
Oh, look at you starting at the bottom. You're so smart.
Some other way.
So that's the roundup of everything that isn't mentioned in 1 through 9.
Number 9, potato pancakes.
Oh,
that's
I do
2%.
Like potato pancakes.
At 4%, potato chips.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those.
At number 7, potato salad, 5%. Tater tots, 5%. Hash browns, 5%. Roasted taters, 9%. Mashed potatoes, 19%.
Those are good.
Baked potatoes, 20%. And you were right, Sarah. French fries, 24% of the vote.
Yeah, French fries is, you know, they're universal.
Yeah. And 100% said that ain't nobody got time for no potato survey.
Oh.
A couple of quick emails. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, texts, you mean?
Yeah, texts.
Whatever they are these days, Grandpa.
Yeah.
That's not an insult. He's actually a grandpa.
I'm very, very proud of that, by the way.
Hell yeah. Your face lit up when you mentioned it.
Sure is. Sarah, I'm so sorry. I remember you just talking about your cat last week saying he was always staying in your yard. Such a sad thing.
I'm super sad. I'm very, you know, I feel like I got to get it out there. I don't want it to be this thing I didn't mention because I'm embarrassed about it. I'm embarrassed. Like, I cared for that. You know, that cat was my charge. And I failed it.
This is from the 510. Good morning, all. Hope you all had a great weekend. Did anyone have a threesome? I did. Gay listener.
Oh, well, wonderful.
Yeah. Show off.
Good for you.
Glad you had a great weekend.
I've never had a threesome, so. Bryn?
I have not, no.
You and Hooman and Bryn want to all get together?
Let's go. Do it.
It could be special.
It could be.
510.
Close your eyes, guys. Enjoy.
510, can Marcus please not do fake news, please? Sorry, just did one.
Which one?
Oh, which one's fake news?
Fake potatoes?
Yeah, the fake potatoes.
The fake potatoes. That wasn't fake. What was fake about it?
The last part. 100% of people said that ain't nobody got time for nobody's potato survey.
Yeah. Well, people do like to take surveys.
Yeah, they do.
They used to before, what's the name of the Cambridge Analytica? Now you know, don't take any surveys.
Hack!
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Have you seen a Netflix show?
I'm not watching that.
So ready to watch that bad boy.
I'm not watching it.
Can't wait. Why?
Because it depresses me. The whole thing depresses me. Like, even, you know, over the weekend, people, like, bring up some politics stuff. I just feel like I don't want anything to do with that. I don't want to talk about it. It gets me either angry or sad. And I don't want that. So I'm like, let's talk about, you know, prom dresses. Anything. I don't even know why I would want to talk about prom dresses.
It's a weird little balance you have to kind of play when you're out socially. You don't want to be oblivious to what's going on in the world, but you don't want to spend your entire evening talking about it.
Because that's what happens now, is that someone will start with politics and it just keeps going, and then two people are in a fight, and then someone's crying, and I'm like, Jesus, can we please go home?
It sounds like everybody's been drinking.
Oh, well, maybe. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, listen, the list makers at Forbes, they've done it again, and I have a good one after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.